and Joseph weeps, right? This is what's happening. You know, these truths are bursting forth. And I was just thinking about this idea of Joseph weeping. And of course, that's the Lord's joy at things being established and brought into connection with himself, by which his own love can find its fulfillment, which is the salvation of the human race. So in logopraxis, you know, we're asked just to work with one thing, but of course there's all this other flow of the richness of the word. You know, we just become caught up in this stream. But again, it's just coming back to what it is that we've been given to work with. And as you've pointed out, like, all you can do is just allow the rest to do its work, and nothing is lost. That's whatever the state is. It might feel a bit, you know, unable to get a hold of it in a way that perhaps we think we should be able to get a hold of it. But ultimately, the things that the Lord needs us to work with, he'll point out what those are through our engagement with the text. And the things that we feel we've lost now can be things that are being laid down, you know, for the future, for a different state. So basically, the resources are being put into place and the mind is being reorganized in a way whereby all of that will find fruit, as the psalm so aptly describes, in its time. Yeah, so I think what you know, the way that you've just processed it is the way that is the best way to approach it. You know, it's just to acknowledge what's happening and to know that, yeah, none of us are in control of the process. You know, we can't control the insights coming or not. They come of their own accord in that sense. So lovely to hear that life is rich as far as the word and your engagement with it at this point is. Yeah.